If you will turn with me to the Philippian letter of the Apostle Paul.
请我们打开腓立比书。
And chapter 2.
第二章。
I'm going to read from verse 1.
我们要从第一节念起。
If therefore there is any exhortation in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassions, make full my joy that ye be of the same mind, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through faction or through vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, each counting other better than himself, not looking each of you to his own things, but each of you also to the things of others.
第一节，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, counted not the being on an equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondslave, being made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, yes, the death of the cross.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Wherefore also God highly exalted him, and gave unto him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So then, my beloved, even as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
And then in the book of Revelation and chapter 5, the book of Revelation and chapter 5,
启示录第五章
from verse 5,
第五节,
And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the lion that is of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath overcome to open the book and the seven seals thereon. And I saw in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
第五节，长老中有一位对我说，不要哭，看啊，犹大支派中的狮子，大卫的根，他已经得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。我又看见宝座与四活物并长老之中，有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
And he came and he taketh it out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sing a new song, saying, Worthy art thou to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and is purchased unto God with thy blood, men of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and madest them to be unto our God a kingdom and priests, and they reign upon the earth.
这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手里拿着书卷，他既拿了书卷，四活物和24长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Could we have a further word of prayer?
我们一起有点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we are once again so thankful to you for the way you have led us through these days.
亲爱的天父，我们实在感谢你，这些日子你带领我们，让我们今天晚上再一次可以来到你自己面前。
And now we come, Lord, to this evening.
今天你带我们带到今天晚上。
We know that you have made full provision for it.
我们相信你有恩典为今天晚上预备。
We thank you for your faithfulness, for your love, and for your mercy.
我们为着你的爱，你的怜悯，我们感谢赞美你。
Beloved Lord, we need you.
亲爱的主啊，我们需要你。
We need you for the speaking of your word, the translating of your word, and the hearing of your word.
我们需要你帮助我们，不管讲的、翻译的、听的，都需要你的帮助。
Don't let this time pass, Lord, without touching our hearts.
不让今天晚上随便过去，而我们心里没有任何的改变。
Somehow reach us, Lord, in the deepest part of our being.
主啊，求你摸着我们每一个人最深处。
Let your Holy Spirit open the eyes of our hearts.
求你的圣灵把我们心中的眼睛打开。
Bring us to a new place, Lord, of response to you.
把我们带到一个能够向你有反应的一个地位。
To that end, we stand by faith into that anointing, grace and power you've made available to us.
为着这一个目标，我们是在凭着信心来支取恩膏，帮助我们每一个人。
Let it be upon us all in full power.
主，求你把你全能的能力应庇我们众人。
And we shall be careful to give you all the praise.And all the glory.
我们要把所有的感谢荣耀都归于我们的主耶稣基督。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus the Messiah.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Well, I don't think there's any need to say that the theme of this conference has been the way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
我想到现在不需要我再重复，这次我们大会的主题乃是十字架，达到神永远旨意的道路。
My responsibility has been the cross and the Christ.
我的部分乃是讲到十字架与基督。
And I have spoken now for 2 in these evenings.
过去两个晚上我已经交通过了。
I imagine you're all aware of that.
我希望你们都知道了。
Now this evening,
今天晚上
I want to take one or two phrases from the Word of God.
我要把主话语里头有几个重要的语句。
I want to speak about the phrase, even, yes, even the death of the cross.
It's really hard.
甚至死于十字架，是不是？
It's Philippians 2.
哦，且死在十字架上。Yes. Okay.
I've got it.
Oh, verse 8.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay.
中文是且死在十字架上。Okay.
The death of the cross. And then I want to speak about the phrase also here in verse 9, wherefore also God hath highly exalted him.
然后第二个语句就是第九节，所以神将他升为至高。
And then I want to say finally something about work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
最后就是我们刚刚读的十二节，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
For it is God who worketh in you to will and to work for His good pleasure.
因为立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
The death of the cross.
十字架的死。
There was no other way that the Lord Jesus could fulfill God's eternal purpose.
基督要完成神永远的旨意，没有第二条路可以达到。
In 6 hours, only 6 hours, he accomplished this work.
在那短短的六个小时里头，我们的主完成了这一个救赎大功。
At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was nailed to the cross.
他早上九点被钉在十字架上。
At 3 p.m. in the afternoon, he died.
到下午三点，他就断气了。
It was the six most significant, most strategic, and most vital hours of time.
这六个小时是在神的时间里面最具战略性、最具重要性、最具有非常的重要的意义性的六个小时。
And not only of time, it is the focal point of eternity.
这个不单单是在时间上是这样，而且在永世里头更是重要。
So amazing is the work of our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣这个这段工作是这样的奇妙。
For this he came into the world.
他为着这件事情来到世界。
For this at some point he said to the Father, Here am I, send me.
为着这一个目的，他对他的父亲说，打发我。
For this reason he was born in Bethlehem.
为这个原因，他降生在伯利恒。
Born to die.
他出生就为着这个死。
For this reason he was baptized in the River Jordan by John.
为这个原因，所以他到加入施洗约翰的洗礼。
For this reason he turned from his transfiguration in glory.
这个原因，他来到变化山，显出他的荣耀来。
To make his way to Jerusalem to die.
然后他转向耶路撒冷，面向这个哥哥他去死。
For this cause in the garden, he said, not my will, but thine be done.
为这个目标，他在科西玛尼园对父说，不是我的意思，乃是照你的意思。
6 hours.
这六个小时。
I think it is an enormous mistake.To dwell upon the physical sufferings of the Lord Jesus.
如果我们仅仅注目在他肉体上的疼痛，那我们是一个误解。
If it was the physical sufferings of the Lord Jesus alone that worked our salvation,
如果仅仅是他肉体的疼痛来成为我们救赎的根源，
Many martyrs have died and suffered for far longer time.
而这个世界上有许多烈士们，他们的死可能还比这六小时更长更长。
I remember a case of a pastor crucified in China who took 3 days to die.
我记得在中国有一位牧师就是被钉在十字架上3天才死亡。
What happened in those 3 hours?
现在我们要想想在那个三
those 6 hours.
六个小时到底发生了什么事。
It is, to me, it is amazing how reticent the gospel witnesses are.
你能够想象在这四福音书里面那些见证人看见这件事情。
It's almost as if they don't want to dwell for too long upon the physical suffering of the Lord Jesus.
好像那些见证人他们并不需要花太多的时间集中在耶稣肉身上的痛苦。
They just described the facts.
他只是把事实讲出来。
He was nailed to the cross.
他被钉在十字架上。
He thirsted.
他渴了。
He cried out.
他喊出来。
He said, finally, into your hands I commit my spirit.
他最后一句话说，我把我的灵魂交在你的手里。
It's almost as if they felt that somehow it was not what was seen.That worked our salvation, but what was not seen.
这些见证人要让我们感觉到，不是肉眼看见的这一个痛苦的部分成为我们救恩的根源，乃是那看不见的部分。
It was there in the invisible that Jesus was made sin for us.
是那一个看不见的部分，圣经有一句话说到，这无罪的被因我们成为罪。
We will never know, not in all the years of eternity, we will never know how much it cost the Lord Jesus.
即使有一天我们进入永世，我们也永远没有办法明白到底主为我们付上的这个代价有多大。
We stand on the shore of an ocean of unutterable,incomprehensible agony.
我们好像只是站在这一个痛苦的海洋的海边，来无法测度这个海洋的大，这个痛苦的深。
Think of some of the scriptures.
我们想想圣经有一些经节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
约翰一章二十九节。
Behold the Lamb of God who beareth away the sin of the world.
看啊。神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的。
Think of the prophet Isaiah.
想想以赛亚这个先知所说的话。
And chapter 53.
53章。
And verse 6.
六节。
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
The Hebrew is graphic.
希伯来文讲这一节圣经的是非常图画性的。
And the Lord caused all the iniquity to encounter him.
好像在这里这个图画是父神把全人类的罪与他面对面中毒冲突。
Best understoodAll the iniquity gathered upon him.
把所有人类的罪恶通通倒在他的身上。
From the sin of Adam.
从巴比伦。
From the sin of Cain.
该隐的罪。
All the way through history.
一直在历史中下来。
All sin.
我们世人都犯了罪。
In those few hours.
在那短短的几小时内。
Gathered and as it were uponperson of the Lord Jesus.
全部压在耶稣的身上。
There is something so beautiful about a lamb.
一只羊羔是很美的。
It is a symbol of new life.
是一个新生命的代表。
A symbol of innocence.
是一个无罪的代表
，a symbol of purity，
是一个单纯的代表
，a symbol of a new beginning，
是一个开始的代表。
There's something so beautiful about a little lamb。
讲到这个羊羔是非常美的
，and something so dark， so horrific about iniquity。
但是讲到罪孽是何等的黑暗，何等的可怕。
When that iniquity was gathered upon that little lamb，
当这所有的罪孽压在一个小的羊羔身上
，then he became the serpent lifted up。
那就是圣经说的，那个蛇被举起来。
There is nothing more different than a little lamb than a snake。
羊羔跟蛇有何等大的差距？
I know some people keep snakes as pets。
是有一些人用蛇作为宠物。
But I personally have a horror of them。
我是很害怕的。
When I see people with them all round their necks。
我看到有些人把蛇缠在头上。
There is something so devious, so sinister about the snake。
但是在这个蛇来讲，基本上是以代表着这个诡诈，弯曲来代表的。
But here in John chapter 3 and verse 14, it says, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
约翰三章说到人摩西怎样在旷野举蛇，人子也照样被举起来。
That whosoever believeth on him should have everlasting life.
凡是信靠他的人都能够得着永生。
There is something so different about a lamb and a serpent。
所以你看到，小羊羔与蛇是何等的不同。
But the Lord Jesus took into himself the very poison of Satan。
在这里你可以看到，主耶稣把撒旦整个的毒，好像就摆在自己的身上。
That poison that has infected the whole of mankind.
因为那个毒是毒化了整个的人类。
He took it into himself.
然后他把这整个的罪放在他的身上。
We will never know how much that sin affected the Lord Jesus.
我们永远不能够彻透到底这个整个人类的罪以怎么样影响到主耶稣自己。
All we know is this.
我们只知道这一个点。
He bore it away.
他背负我们的担子。
He took it into himself.
他全部摆在自己的身上。
And bore it away.
然后把这个罪带走了。
Just like the scapegoat.
就好像那个带罪羔羊。
Went out into the wilderness.
他被去赶到旷野里去
took our sin,
他把我们的罪带走
as far as the east is from the west,
东离西多远神叫我们的过犯离我们也多远
blotted it out as a thick cloud,
好像这一个黑云整个的被挪走了
cancelled it,
取消了
so that the apostle Paul said, He who knew no sin was made sin for us,That we, sinners, might become the righteousness of God in Him.
这个无罪的，因着我们成为罪，好叫我们这些人能够在基督里成为神的义。
Beloved friends,
亲爱的朋友们
，What happened in those 6 hours?
在那六个小时，到底发生什么事呢？
There is another little cameo in Isaiah 53.
在以赛亚书53章还有这么一句话。
It says in verse 10.
第十节。
It pleased the Lord, this is my version, it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
耶和华却乐意将他压伤喜悦。
But as our brother Stephen said this morning,Actually, the Hebrew means it pleased the Lord to crush him.
在原文的意思是耶和华喜悦将他压伤。
The Hebrew means to break into pieces.
把它压破了，一片一片的。
To trample underfoot.
把它踩在脚的底下。
To crush.
使它压破，压碎。
It pleased the Lord to crush him.
耶和华喜悦将他压伤。
In those hours he took into himself the sin of the world from the beginning to the end.
从头到尾他就是在那里承受整个人类的罪恶。
The lamb became the uplifted serpent.
那个无罪的羊羔变成了一个蛇。
And God crushed him.
耶和华定义将他压伤。
Is it any wonder that he cried out, My God, my God, why hast thou?Forsaken me.
如果你真明白这句话，你就可以明白为什么耶稣在十字架上会喊我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
It was that that in the garden had caused him such distress.
这件事就是他在科西玛尼园所害怕的。
Dear beloved brothers and sisters,We see perhaps the mystery of this most clearly in the darkness that came over the earth.
我们看这一个整个的奥秘，就是圣经说到十二点那个大天地都黑暗了。
At 3 o'clock, noon.Darkness came over the whole area.
在那一刻中午的时候天地都暗了。
People who don't understand these things say it was an eclipse.
不懂的人认为这是日食。
But anyone who knows anything about eclipses knows no eclipse can ever last 3 hours.
但是世界上没有出现过日食是有三小时的。
Something happened to the essential energy of the universe.
乃是在那时候，在整个宇宙中的能源出了问题了。
As if a sword went through the heart of God himself.
好像一把剑刺入了神的心。
As if as Jesus was made sin.
当耶稣基督成为罪的时候
And was crushed.
被压碎的时候
The very essence of the world, all things exist in him.
因为整个的存在是因为他
As if somehow the whole universe shuddered.
也就在那一刻整个的宇宙因着这一个耶稣的受苦受难而颤抖
Light became dark.
光就黑暗了。
6 hours.
六个小时。
The death of the cross.
这是在十字架上的死。
In Hebrews chapter 2.
在希伯来书第二章。
In verse 9.
第九节。
It is written, but we behold him who hath been made a little lower than the angels, even Jesus, because of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he should taste death for every man, for everyone.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
If the Lord Jesus has only died in my place alone,
如果主耶稣仅仅为我一个人死，
it would have been for me tremendous.
那为我一个人了不得。
But when he died, he tasted death for everyone.
但是圣经这里说他为不是一个人而是所有的人尝了死味
Every man and every woman who has ever lived or who will ever live.
在这个地球上，所有曾经活过的男女，或者将要出现在这地球上的男女，耶稣为他们尝了死味。
I say we shall never understand what happened.
我还是说，我们永远不能真正明白到底在六小时发生什么事。
Nor would it be right of us to speculate.
我们也要去猜揣摩也不是正确的。
But this we know. He finished the work that the Father gave him.
一点很清楚，我们知道他把父交给他的使命他完成了。
In those 6 hours, he accomplished eternal salvation.
在那六小时里头，他把一个永远的救赎完成了。
So complete.
是这么样的完美。
That nothing can be added to it.
没有任何其他的可以加进去。
And nothing taken away.
也没有任何的一点可以减掉。
So full of salvation.
是这样完美的救恩。
That the most depraved sinner can be saved.
世界上最恶的人都能够蒙拯救。
That the most hopeless human being can be turned into a child of God.
一个在人眼中没有盼望的罪人可以被神改变成为神的儿女。
That those who have no right to inherit anything of God might inherit everything.
对那一些根本谈不上任何资格来承受神任何的基业的人，今天因着他我们可以承受神的基业。
Not by all our tears or all our knowledge of the Bible or all our church going or all our church ceremonies can we ever achieve salvation.
我们没有一个人能够经过我们自己的劳苦的工作，或者我们参加任何的教会聚会，又做了什么好事来换得神这样的恩典，不可能。
We are not saved because our parents were Christians.
我们也不是因为父母是基督徒，所以我们得救。
Or our grandparents were Christians.
或者祖父母。
Or we've got relatives that are Christians.
或者你的亲戚是基督徒。
Or friends that are Christians.
你的朋友是基督徒。
We are saved only by the finished work of the Lord Jesus at Calvary.
我们被拯救乃是因为耶稣基督在加略山所完成的救赎而得救。
And that has to become the living, personal, direct experience of every human being if he is to be saved, he or she is to be saved.
任何一位要蒙拯救的人，他必须自己直接的来到主耶稣面前，与他建立这一个个人的关系。
He won for us in 6 hours a place in God's eternal purpose.
他在那六个小时里头为我们在神整个旨意永远旨意里头争到一席的地位。
God's eternal purpose is not salvation.
他永远的旨意不是指着救恩说的。
God's salvation is the means by which he puts us back into his eternal purpose.
而这个救恩是达到那个救赎的旨意的一个必要途径。
And when the Lord Jesus in those 6 hours accomplished our eternal salvation, He provided for us all the grace and all the power we need to come to the heart of His eternal purpose.
主耶稣在六个小时所完成的这个救赎，今天他给我们足够的恩典，足够的能力，让我们能够得到这一个他的救恩。
It is so sad that so few Christians understand the death of the cross.
一个很悲哀的事情就是今天有许多的基督徒并没有真正能够明白耶稣的死所有的重要性。
How much he loved us.
借着这个死，他向我们表明 他对我们那一个最深刻的爱。
And then there is this second phrase.
然后我们来看这个第二个
In
第二句话。
Philippians in chapter 2. In verse 9, Wherefore also God hath highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess Jesus as Lord to the glory of God the Father.
第二个点就是第九节开始所说的这一段话，神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名，叫一切天上的、地上的、地底下的，都因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。
What a wonderful power is in this one word, wherefore?
所以
Wherefore God highly exalted him.
所以神将他升为至高。
Why did God exalt him so highly?
为什么神把耶稣升到这个位置呢？
Because he did not think of being on an equality with God, a thing to be grasped.
因为他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
Fought for.
他不需要去争取。
But he humbled himself.
相反的，他谦把自己谦卑下来。
And became a bondslave.
他谦卑到成为奴仆。
And being found in the form of a man.
他取了人的样式。
He became obedient even to death.
他顺服以至于死。
The death of the cross.
甚至死在十字架上。
Now I was always taught.That if the word of God says something more than once, you should take note of it.
从小有人就教导我，圣经里面只要教过讲过两重复两次以上的话，你要注意听。
Well, listen to this.
你注意听这句话。
James chapter 4.
这个雅各书第四章。
And verse 10.
第十节。
Humble yourselves in the sight.Of the Lord, and He shall exalt you.
勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
Matthew's Gospel,
马太福音
chapter 23,
二十三章
and verse. I can't read my own writing. Verse 12,
十二节
11 and 12.
十一十二两节。
But he that is greatest among you shall be your bondslave, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be humbled, and whosoever shall humble himself shall be exalted.
二十三章十一十二节，你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的奴仆。凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Luke's Gospel,
路加福音
chapter 14,
十四章
verse 11,
十一节
For everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
凡自高的必将为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Same Gospel, chapter 18, verse 14.
十八章
I say unto you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, but he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.
路加福音十八章 chapter 18
verse 14
十四节人我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
When the Lord Jesus humbled himself,
这里你看到主耶稣降卑。
We have a picture, an amazing illustration of this principle. Whenever A person humbles himself or herself, the Lord will exalt them.
主耶稣是那一个完美的图画，解释这一句：凡把自己降卑的，就必升高。主耶稣是那一个完美的图画。
The Lord Jesus is the supreme example.
主耶稣是那一个最佳的范例。
He does not ask you to do anything that he has not done himself.
主耶稣从来不对我们有什么要求，除非他自己做过。
He that will be greatest among you, let him be a bondslave.
主刚刚说了，我们读的，在你们中间想要为大的，就要成为你们众人的奴仆。
No rights.
这个奴仆是没有权利的。
Completely given.
完全放弃他自己。
Wouldn't that transform our fellowships, our assemblies, if everyone who wants to be great became a bond slave?
如果我们的团契、教会、弟兄姊妹是这个心态的话，整个的情况都要改变。
Wouldn't that be something if we gave up our rights?
如果我们每一个人都愿意把自己的特权放下来
，to care for one another，
然后我们来彼此的相爱
，to serve one another，
来互相的服侍
，to commit ourselves to the Lord in one another，
我们把自己完全交在主的手中。
If we were to humble ourselves，
我们能够这样的降卑
，what exalting there would be by the Lord？
那我们将要如何被主升为高呢？
I find it very interesting that you have two pictures in the Bible of a great river.
在圣经里面有两条河是很有意思的。
Those of you who know your Bibles will know what I'm talking about.
如果你知道你的圣经，你就知道我在讲什么。
In the prophecy of Ezekiel.
在以西结书里面。
Chapter 47.
第四十七章。
Ezekiel saw the temple of the Lord.
他就看见神的殿
，and out from the altar on the right side came a stream of water.
在那个殿外的那个祭坛的右边下面就有一道水流出来
，and as it flowed,
流水在那边不断的流
，it was from the ankles to the knees to the thighs, and then water to swim in.
然后圣经说这个水开始是叫到这个脚骡子然后越来越深到了膝盖然后到了腰然后后来可以游泳
And everywhere that that river came in Ezekiel's vision it brought life
在这个意象中他所看见的这个河不管这个河流到哪里就带出生命
It even healed the Dead Sea
把那个沿海没有生命的也得到医治。
There's nothing that lives in the Dead Sea.
在沿海里头一个生命都没有。
Not a plant, not a fish, not a crab, not a crayfish. Sorry, you Chinese. Nothing.
没有鱼也没有螃蟹啥也没有对不起中国同胞。
Nothing.
什么也没有。
It is sterile.
是一个死海。
But when this river coming out of the altar flows into the Dead Sea, a miracle takes place.
但是当以西结看见这个里有一条河从这个祭坛那里流下来，一直这样子到死海的时候
，fish come,
鱼就出来了。
And fishermen,
也有渔夫了。
And everywhere on either side of the river are trees.
两河的岸上都是。树
bearing fruit,
有结满了果子
it all comes from the altar.
全发源地就是那个祭坛
There is another picture.
然后圣经里面又
有一幅图画 At the very end of the Bible.
来到了圣经的结束
In the last book.
在启示录里
In the last chapter.
在最后一章
It is the city of God.
他看见一个神的城
God and the Lamb are the temple.
这里看见神的羔羊
，and out of the throne flows a river。
在这个意象中，这里有一条河从宝座流出来。
And wherever this river comes, it brings healing。
不管这个河流到哪里，带来的是医治。
Its fruit and its leaves are for the healing of the nation.
它两岸的树结出来的果子叶子能够医治人的病。
Now I will not spend long here. All I want to say is this: the altar has become the throne.
我的重点在这里要说的就是这两个意象放在一起，你看见那个祭坛变成了宝座。
That is always God's way.
这就是神的道路方法。
First the altar.
第一看到的就是祭坛
and then the throne,
然后才有宝座
the Lord Jesus,
主耶稣自己
humbled himself,
他降卑
becoming a bond slave,
他成为奴仆
and being found in the form as a fashion of a man,
他取了人的样式
he was obedient even to death,
他顺服以至于死
yes, the death of the cross,
是且死在十字架上
wherefore also God has highly exalted him,
所以神就把他升为至高
enthroned him at his right hand
坐在他宝座的右边
until every knee shall bow to him
叫万膝跪拜
and every tongue confess him
万口承认
as Lord
耶稣是主
it is a wonderful picture
这是何等奇妙的图画
the altar has become the throne
你看到祭坛变成了宝座
What an amazing picture we have in Revelation chapter 5.
在启示录第五章也有一幅图画。
A little lamb in the midst of the throne.
约翰看见一个羊羔在出现在宝座。
In the Greek is as if freshly slain.
这里的希腊语文是说到刚刚被杀过。
Here is the throne of God.
在这里有神的宝座。
Here is the throne of the universe.
这是整个宇宙的中心。
And here in the midst of the throne is a little lamb.
在宝座的中间你看到这个小羔羊。
As if freshly slain.
而这是刚刚被杀过的羔羊。
The power of those 6 hours.
他刚刚过了那个可怕的六小时。
The power of that finished work.
在那里所展示能力完成神的救赎。
Reaching back to the foundation of the world.
这个能力从创世就开始了。
Reaching forward to the ages of ages.
然后一直伸延到永世之里。
A little lamb.
是从这一个小的羔羊开始。
The lion of the tribe of Judah.
但是圣经也称他为大卫的狮子
A little lamb
却是一个小的羔羊
As if freshly slain
刚刚被杀过
That's the foundation for all God's dealings with mankind from Adam to the last person who will ever be born
这一幅图画就是神整个对付人类从亚当一直到所有最后一个人所有的罪的问题。
I don't know whether I'm boring you or whether something's coming through.
我不知道我这样讲能不能使你们明白。
But let me just take you a step further.
我再推进一步。
Listen to the 24 elders and the 4 living ones. Worthy art thou.
你就可以听到24个长老跟四活物在天的宝座面前喊出配得羔羊
For with your blood you have purchased from every tongue and ethnic group and race a people for yourself
你用自己的血从各民各族各方中买了人来归于神
Think
好好的想一想
Worthy
你是配
No one else is as worthy to be the king than Jesus
没有任何一位像主耶稣这样配成为宇宙的王
No other king has ever given his life for the salvation of his people
因为没有世界上没有任何一个王以他自己的性命来买赎他的
臣民。
I often say to my own people, the Jewish people,
我常常对着我的犹太人同胞说
He is our king.
他是我们的王。
King of the Jews.
是犹太人的王。
King of Israel.
是以色列的王。
Israel thinks she is a republic. Actually, she is a kingdom.
以色列人认为他所讲的是一个共和国，但是圣经所讲的这个王是一个王国。
She is the only nation in the world who has a king who died to save.
只有这个世界中只有这一个王是用他的死来救他的百姓。
And who was buried.
死了。
And on the third day rose.
第三天从死里复活。
And then ascended to the right hand of God.
然后升到父神宝座的右边。
As savior of the world.
成为世界的救主。
As head of the church.
成为教会的元首。
As king of the Jews.
成为犹太人的王。
King of Israel.
以色列的王。
King of kings.
万王的王。
And lord of lords.
万主之主。
No other people has such a history.
没有任何一个人有这样的历史。
We have a king who died and who rose again and is at the right hand of God and who is going to return to Jerusalem.
我们有这样的一位王，他为我们死，为我们埋葬，为我们复活，为我们在父神的右边，而且有一天要再来。到这个地上。
Beloved family of God.
亲爱神的儿女们。
Who else is worthy?
还有第二位配得吗?
Worthy to be ruler of the kings of the earth.
他配成为整个地球的王。
Worthy to be king of kings and lord of lords.
他配做万主之主万王之王。
I think there is no one else.
我想没有任何一位。
Only Jesus.
只有我们的主耶稣。
Well, I find this amazing for myself anyway.
觉得这段话对我个人是有巨大的力量。
The way to the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose is that cross and that work that Jesus did in those 6 hours.
那六小时主耶稣在十字架上所完成的是神旨意能够被完成的唯一的道路。
Do you not find it amazing that Paul, after this tremendous revelation of the Lord Jesus, says, So then, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
你刚刚读的这一段保罗在腓立比书第二章所说的神为我们完成了这一切然后他对我们说每一个人要恐惧战惊做成你们得救的功夫
Think
好好想一想
You cannot work out your own salvation without the cross
你没有办法做成你得救的功夫除了十字架。
It is impossible.
这根本不可能。
I will go further.
我甚至再这样说。
There is a divine veto on any kind of working out of your salvation if it is without the cross.
这里有一个神的否决对任何的人所要拯救的自己的路如果这里看不见十字架的工作神都是一概的否决
You can only be saved through his work on the cross
一个人要得救只有经过耶稣的十字架
But until your self-life is laid down
当然我们每一个人的己生命必须舍了
You cannot see that salvation worked out in your life
如果你的己生命没有被舍掉神的救恩在你的身上没有办法完全的表达
Both to will and to work for his good pleasure For it is God that worketh in you both to will and to work of his good pleasure.
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Where there is an uncrucified self-life,
如果这里有一个不愿意接受十字架对付的己生命，
There is no God working in you both to will and to work.
你就看不见神在这里让你能够立志行事，神的工作就不动，神就不做工。
Oh, you say this is too severe.
哦，你讲这太可怕了。
This is too severe. We want something more gentle, more loving than this.
我们希望稍微软化一点，听起来比较有带有一点爱心。
Well, listen to the Lord Jesus.
看看主耶稣。马可福音主耶稣怎么说
？Chapter 8,
第八章
，and verse 34 and 35, 34-35. And he called unto him the multitude with his disciples, and said unto them, If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever would save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it.
于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Beloved brother, beloved sister, listen to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，听我说。
You cannot follow the Lord and love your self-life.
你如果要爱你自己的生命，你没有办法跟随主。
You cannot follow the Lord and not take up your cross.
你没有办法跟随我们的主，如果你不背起十字架。
It is impossible.
因为这个根本不可能。
Anyone asleep, wake up.
如果你还在睡觉，请你这一句话要听到。
It is impossible.
这一件事情完全不可能。
You cannot live the Christian life and love your self-life.
你不能够做一个基督徒而爱你自己的生命。
You seek to preserve it.
因为你要保护你的生命。
You paralyze the work of the Holy Spirit.
你就把圣灵整个的工作瘫痪了。
You grieve the Holy Spirit.
你让圣灵担忧。
You quench the Holy Spirit.
你让圣灵在你身上做不了工作。
You put the fire out.
你把那个火熄灭了。
That's what happens.
这就是在基督徒上发生的故事。
When our fellowships are filled with people thinking about themselves.
如果一个团契里头都是这样的基督徒的话，
I, and I.
每一个人都强调我我我。
Even I can say 我我我。My few Chinese studies help me.
我就会这几句中文。
I.
我。
Only when I is crossed out.
只有当这个我被否定的时候。
Then you have the body of the Lord Jesus.
你才看得到什么叫做基督的身体。
Then you have the building up of the house of God.
你才看到教会被建立起来。
Then you have an expression of the Lord Jesus that turns the world upside down.
你才看得见神的工作能够叫这个世界翻一翻。
Every assembly represented in this place.
在我们今天晚上在座的每一个教会
should be seeing people saved.
你要看到人得救。
They should be seeing people saved.
人在那里要得救。
God should be adding to the church.
得救的人天天加给教会。
What is it? I is the problem.
我看不见的原因是因为我是那个问题。
And Jesus preached this gospel.
主耶稣传这个福音
，not just to his disciples，
不单单对他的门徒这样说
，but to the whole multitude，
乃是对整个群众这样说。
If any man come after me，
如果有任何人要跟随我
，let him give up all right to himself，
让他把自己的权利放下来
，take up the cross beam，
拿起这个十字架的这个横梁
and follow me.
跟随我。
Whosoever would save his life, his self-life, that's the word in Greek, his soul life, shall lose it.
凡是想要救自己魂的人，就要丧失他的魂生命。
How many Christians here are losing their soul?
我们有多少的基督徒在这个时候，你已经失去了你的魂呢？
Fighting for your self-life.
是当你要去救你的魂，
You are losing it.
你反而失去了。
Seeking to safeguard it.
你想要保护你的魂，
You are losing it.
你就失去了。
And with it,The whole expression of the body of Christ.
不但你失去你的魂生命，不但你失去了你的魂，而且整个神的见证也因此受到损失。
You cannot follow the Lord Jesus without the cross.
如果你没有十字架，你不可能跟随耶稣。
You cannot come into the fullness of life.Abundant life without the cross.
你要得着更丰盛的生命，如果没有十字架是不可能的。
If you do not humble yourself,
如果你不能够在神的面前谦卑你的自己，
In the end, God will humble you.
如果你不放手，神要再让你降卑。
It is one of the most extraordinary things that the Lord always says, humble yourself.
你在神的话语一直听到神对我们说降卑你自己。
Just like the Lord Jesus.
像谁？像他的儿子。
He made the decision.
他做了一个决定。
I will do the will of my Father.
我愿意照着父的旨意而行。
Do you understand? I'm sorry that it sounds so hard, so severe.But I don't apologize for it. It's the gospel as it ought to be preached.
今天晚上我所讲的听起来很严厉，但是我并不愿不为着这个严厉的话语向大家道歉，因为福音就是应该这样传的。
This gospel we hear, make a decision for the Lord Jesus as if it's a presidential election.
今天我们的福音传起来好像是劝大家来选总统一样。
You vote for him.
投耶稣一票。
You make him your president.
让他做你的总统。
And he will do you good.
他会为你服务的。
He will help you.
他会帮助你的。
Clean up the messes.
把你一切的问题解决。
Follow you.
他耶稣跟随你。支持你。
Do everything for you.
他一切为你服务。
He will be your insurance.
他是你的保险。
This kind of gospel.
我们传这一样的地。
Then when we make a decision.
然后我们就做了一个决定。
He's there for us.
这个耶稣是为我的。
My Jesus.
这是我的耶稣。
He's there for me.
他是为我服务的。
I can do my own thing, and then when I'm in a mess, I go back to him, and he cleans it up.
我如果做了一塌糊涂，我去找他，他就替我解决所有问题。
Your will always get you into a mess.
如果你坚持你自己的旨意，终极总是带来一大堆的问题。
What a thing the Lord Jesus said to Peter, our brother Stephen, I think it was mentioned this.
我想我们江弟兄提到彼得的故事。
When the Lord Jesus spoke about his cross.
主耶稣开始谈到他的十字架的事。
And Peter said, God have mercy on you, be it far from you.
彼得马上有反应说，主啊，这是万万不可。
And Jesus turning round looked into his eyes and said, get behind me, Satan.
主耶稣马上严厉地对彼得说，退到我后面去，撒旦。
If I looked into your eyes and said,Get behind me, Satan. You would be very upset.
如果今天这句话是我对你这样讲的话，你要气我气得半死。
You would say that's not the way to say things.
你会告诉我基督徒不是讲这样讲话的。
We need loving brothers.
我们应该带着爱心讲话。
Not someone who looks into our eyes and says, get behind me, Satan.
绝对不能对你的弟兄说到我的后面去撒旦。
If only Jesus had said, Simon, Satan is troubling your mind.
如果主耶稣这样跟他讲说西门啊撒旦搅扰了你的思路。
That could have been so real.
这样不是很好吗？不是很好吗？
If he'd said, you're not quite seeing it right, Peter.
或者对彼得说你看你的观点不太对。
But he looked into his eyes and said to this chief apostle, get behind me, Satan.
但是主的的确确是对着彼得看着他说退到我后面去。
You do not mind the things of God, but the things of man.
因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
His self-life was the ground for satanic working.
所以你看到这里彼得的己生命去给撒旦造成一个破口来。
And so is yours.
同样的原理，我们每一个人都可以。
That self-life of yours that you mollycoddle，
我们每一个人的己生命也可以造成撒旦这种机会。
That you love，
我们多爱自己啊。
That you hug，
你拥抱着自己啊。
That you feed，
你喂养他。
That you seek to fulfill，
你要寻得你的己的满足啊。
That self-life of yours will destroy you，
这一个己生命有一天要毁了你。
It has a poison within it.
这里面有毒素。
The poison of Satan.
这个毒素是撒旦的毒素。
It will destroy you.
要毁了你。
It will destroy your family.
毁了你的家庭。
It will destroy your fellowship.
毁了你的这个团契。
It will destroy your service for the Lord.
要把你对主的侍奉整个毁掉。
That's why the Lord Jesus said,
所以主耶稣才说
If any man come after me, let him give up all right to himself, take up his cross beam and follow me.
所以主才对他的门徒说，如果有任何人要跟从我，背起他的十字架来，舍己跟从我。
He that loses his self-life for my sake and the gospel's will find it.
如果有人为我与福音失去他的生命，要得着他的生命。
Oh, dear child of God, listen.
神的儿女啊，好好的听啊。
Listen to what the Lord Jesus said.
听听主耶稣到底说了什么话。
To the church at Laodicea.
他对老底家的教会这样说。
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him.And he with me.
若有人听见我的声音就开门的，我要进到他里面，他与我一同坐席。
It's a beautiful picture, a meal.
这是一个美丽的图画，讲到一顿 一个宴席。
Communion.
是在一起有一个交通。
Fellowship.
交通。
Now listen.If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
注意听主说，如果有人听见我的声音就开门的，我就要进到他里面去，他与我一同坐席。
He that overcomes shall sit down with me in my throne, as I also overcame.And sat down with my father in his throne.
得胜的，他要跟我一样得胜，坐在我父的宝座上。
The way to the throne is to hear what Jesus is saying.
达到宝座的道路乃是你的耳朵听得见主对你所说的话。
You will never come to the throne if you're not prepared to be a bondslave.
如果你不愿意做一个奴仆，你不可能与他一同掌权。
Well, we must finish.
我们需要结束。
But let me turn you to one other place.
还有一处圣经。
When the Apostle Paul, by the Spirit of God, wrote the greatest exposition of the gospel that we have in the 66 books of the Bible.
当使徒约翰写了这个最后一卷书。
This is how we ended it.
他这卷书是这样结束的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you go out and evangelize. No.
他不是说我请你们出去把福音传遍这个世界。
That would be quite right.
听起来很对的。
But he didn't say that.
但是这不是保罗所说的话。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you be always present at the prayer meeting.
我以神的慈悲劝你们，每一个祷告会都要参加，也不是这样说的。
Very important.
是很重要。
But he didn't say that.
这也不是保罗说的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that you get to know your Bible.
他也不是说，我以神的慈悲劝你们好好读圣经。
Absolutely essential.
很重要，没有错。
He didn't say that.
但是这也不是保罗说的。
This is what he said.
他说什么？
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritually intelligent service and worship.
亲爱的弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此行，是你们属灵的敬拜。
How should the gospel being received by you? How should it end?
这个伟大的福音，我们所得着的，应该怎么样结束呢？
With you by the mercies of God expressed toward you, presenting your body a living sacrifice.
这个结论应该是，亲爱的弟兄，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将你的身体献上，当作活祭。
If only we could hear.
我们希望每一个人都听见这句话。
You have an argument with another believer?
你如果跟另外一个弟兄有吵争吵，
Humble yourself.
把你谦卑下来。
Go and ask for forgiveness.
对他说道歉。
You have misrepresented someone?
你说错了话。
Ask the Lord to forgive you.
对主认罪悔改。
Humble yourself.
谦卑你的自己。
Where there is fighting, let it stop.
有任何的争执，这个争执要马上停止。
Where there is murmuring, let it cease.
有什么怨言，让这个怨言停止。
Have this mind in you, which was also in the Messiah Jesus.
当有耶稣基督的心思为我们的心思。
Who, being on an equality with God, did not think it a thing to be grasped.
他本与神为同等，却不与神同等为强夺的。
But humbled himself and becoming a bond slave.
反倒虚己。取了奴仆的样子。
And being found in fashion as a man, he became obedient even to death. Yes, the death of the cross.
他取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，死且死在十字架上。
Wherefore also God has highly exalted him.
所以，神将他升为至高。
This is the way to the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose in your life.
这一条路就是神要达到他永远旨意在你的身上的唯一的一条路。
This is the way to the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose in us as believers.
这也是我们大家要走的一条路。
Building us up as the body of Christ.
神要在我们中间把他的身体建立起来。
Living stones built together.
每一块活石能够配搭在一起。
This is the way that you and I can serve the Lord.
只有这条路，我们才能够真正服侍我们的主。
Shall we pray?
让我们低头祷告。
Beloved Lord, we just bow before you. We know none of us are worthy.
亲爱的主啊，我们真是伏在你的面前，向你承认我们没有任何一个人配得。
In this matter of our self-life, we have to say that nearly all of us are failing.
对付我们这个己的生命，我们向你承认我们每一个人几乎都是失败的。
Challenge us tonight.
今天晚上求你再一次来向我们每一个人挑战。
By your Holy Spirit, confront us.
靠着你自己的圣灵来向我们每一个人挑战。
We cannot follow you unless we give up all right to ourselves.
我们除非放弃我们个人的权利，我们永远没有办法做一个跟随你的人。
Help us, Lord, to will your will.
求你帮助我们以你的旨意为旨意。
And we know you will take care of the execution.
我们深深相信你要来执行这一个愿望。
Help us, Lord.
听我们的祷告，帮助我们。
We ask it in the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
Amen.